Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends all around the world. Here we are. Christmas Eve 2021 has arrived. I wonder what this evening was like for you when you were a child. And what will it be like this evening? You know the Bible story well, don't you? You can probably quote some of it by heart. But what happens when we put ourselves into the story? Luke chapter 2, verse 1, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. When the government issues a tax census, it's unwelcome news. It means the government wants more of your hard-earned money, and probably they don't ask your permission to spend that money. And oh my, can governments spend money, right? So when Roman soldiers read this edict, Joseph started packing. This census would not be taken in Nazareth, where Joseph and Mary lived. The record says, "So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child." Luke 2, 4 and 5. We don't know if Mary was forced by law to go along, but she was very pregnant, and Joseph wasn't going to leave her behind. Bethlehem was about 6 miles south of Jerusalem, so about 75 miles along the winding gravel road from Nazareth. Jerusalem is one of the highest places in Israel, so the road slowly rode in elevation the whole way. As they traveled, it's safe for us to assume many others were on the road, going in the same direction, and all of them frustrated by another tax census. There was no way for Joseph to send word ahead seeking accommodations. No telephones, no internet, no websites for inns along the way. The best Joseph could do was hope that he'd find a room for very pregnant Mary. Also, Joseph had no way of predicting how long this census might take. What would be the census process? How many government employees would be doing the registration? Would people be served first come, first served, or by residence, location, or alphabetically, or simply randomly? Can we imagine the conversations Joseph and Mary had along the way? I wonder if they discussed God's poor timing and how this interference in God's miraculous virgin pregnancy might derail God's centuries-old plan. The record says, "While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." So what's the picture which comes into your mind when you hear these famous words? We understand there's only one place a manger would be found, a place where animals spend long periods of time, like behind an inn where travelers have parked their traveling animals for the night or a day or a week. What do you find in a stable of animals about the year 6 BC? Hay, some water, animals, manure, maybe lots of manure, a feeding trough or two, and probably mice, rats, or other rodents who find this a welcome home. And who did the angel tell Mary and Joseph this child would be? "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Probably Joseph was too busy, maybe too frightened, helping young Mary give birth for him to think about those words. But after he'd cleaned off the baby with some water from the bucket over there in the corner and a piece of cloth he'd brought from Nazareth with some food wrapped in it for the journey, Joseph was able to sit down on the ground next to dear Mary and ponder this. Not at all what either of them expected when God invited them into the greatest miracle of all time. Certainly not where Emmanuel should be born. Joseph swished away some flies from the baby and Mary. Oh my, the flies in this smelly place. Look at dear Mary, exhausted from this ordeal, frightened as she thought about being mother to this child, concerned that she and Joseph would be able to keep this miracle baby safe and healthy in such a filthy place. Did they pray, asking God for his help? Did they cry as they considered these pitiful surroundings for Jesus' birth? Did they call out for Gabriel to come and explain all this to them? How long was it? Maybe an hour or two or three, when they saw a lantern approaching the stable and several people walking toward them with a lamb or two slung over their shoulders. Who were they? Why would they be disturbing this ugly but holy scene? As they approached, they were talking to each other. Look, it's just as the angel said. A newborn baby wrapped in cloths. A manger. This must be it. Joseph rose up to protect his young wife and new baby. Who are you? Why have you come? What are you talking about? We are shepherds. We have come in from the fields outside Bethlehem. We were having a normal evening, sitting around our fire, some of us watching over the sheep scattered around the fields. Suddenly, we had an experience none of us will ever forget. The truth is, you probably wouldn't believe us if we told you. Well, considering the journey we've been on and the story of this baby and how we found out Mary was pregnant, you might be surprised how much of a preposterous story we can believe, especially if angels are involved. Go ahead. Why don't you tell us your story? My name is Joseph, and this is my sweet wife, Mary. And this baby? Well, why don't you tell us your story first, before we tell you about this miracle baby? You know the story, don't you, my friends? You probably have read it to your children and grandchildren. Do you remember the first time you heard it? And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Not one, not two, not even three, but at least four of these shepherds kept interrupting each other telling this story. As they listened, Joseph and Mary looked at each other, often nodding. It was all beginning to make sense. This stable wasn't a mistake. God wanted this baby born in privacy and a quiet place where simple shepherds would be welcome coming to find him. In fact, that's the way it always was for Jesus, isn't it? Simple, available to anyone, away from the fancy and the glamorous. Look, Joseph is inviting the shepherds to come for a closer look. Come, take a close look. If an angel sent you to find us, we want you to be the first to see him. Does he have a name yet? One of the shepherds asked. Oh, yes. An angel appeared to me and told me what name we should give him. But Mary had an angel visit her first, long before me, before this whole adventure even started. He told Mary the name before he told me, so I think she should tell you. His name is Yeshua, Jesus. We were told to give him that name because, as the angel told you, he's born to be a Savior for us all. Come near, look closely. Exactly how he will save us, we don't know yet, but God has sent him to all of us. We're honored that you can welcome him along with us. Thank you for allowing us to enter this sacred moment. We must go now. The record says, when they had seen him, the shepherds spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But my friends, isn't it a shame that we have no record of anyone else ever coming into the stable that night, nor the next day, seeking to find this miracle child? Evidently, those who heard and were amazed were also busy people with no time to seek Jesus. Let's pause right here and just watch them. Joseph, Mary, and this miracle child. What are they thinking? What will they talk about long into this night, the night Christ has come to earth? Oh, friends, I've been looking forward to sharing this Christmas Eve song with you, filmed in a stable, to help us experience this precious evening.